Let's focus now on how the trauma of police killings ripples across communities. In September of 2016, Terrence Crutcher, a 40-year-old Tulsa resident and father of four, was shot and killed by Officer Betty Shelby. Crutcher was waiting for help with his broken-down vehicle. Shelby was responding to the call. Crutcher was unarmed. 8 months later, Officer Shelby was found not guilty of first-degree manslaughter, and the case has been expunged from her record. Crutcher's twin sister, Tiffany Crutcher, created a foundation in his name focused on criminal justice and policing reform. She joins me now. Tiffany, welcome back to the NewsHour. I have to ask you just first off, you and I have spoken before about how each new report, each new police killing, each new video reminds you of your pain and your loss. I just want to start by asking, since the release of this horrible, horrible video of Tyre Nichols, how are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having me again. It's always good to connect with you. But, I have to be honest, it's been a struggle over the last few days. You know, even prior to the video being released, listening to Tyre's mother, I remember being in her shoes back in 2016. And of course, I didn't watch the video at all. I haven't even watched the video of my brother's killing. But to say the least, and to hear some of the murmurings of him calling out for his mom, it's definitely re-traumatized, not just my family, but the community here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You know, as you well know, Tyre's family said they wanted to release that video because they wanted people to bear witness, and they hope that it will lead to some kind of change. Each time this happens, it seems to reignite this conversation around police reform that I know you do so much work in and around. Do you think this actually leads to change?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I feel that Black folks in America, we're in a state of emergency, and we're afraid. We're afraid for our lives, and we've seen video after video after video, starting with Rodney King. That's what I remember when I was just a little girl, and we saw videos of Philando Castile. We saw the video of my brother and so many more, Alton Sterling, Walter Scott in South Carolina, and George Floyd, and we have yet to see any change in this country. We have yet to see Congress act. And so I just think that it's unhealthy and that communities of color across this country are dealing with vicarious trauma. And we need more than just videos being released. But I am thankful for the fact that these videos put a spotlight on the crime, the criminality, and the murders of Black and brown people across this country. But at the same time, it is unhealthy, and again, it tears the scab off of unhealed wounds.
You know, the attorney, Ben Crump, who's working with Tyre Nichols' family, said even he was glad to see such a swift response in terms of the accountability portion of arresting and charging the officers. When you look at that, what do you see? Why do you think things have moved so swiftly in this case when they haven't in the past? And what does justice, if there is such a thing, look like for Tyre Nichols' family?
Well, to be honest, justice would be Tyre being alive. That is the only justice. The only justice is for people we pay to protect and serve us, for them to stop killing us. That's the only justice we'll ever see. And that's the only way that's going to happen, is if we have this swift action and if we change the laws that allow police officers in this country to commit legal murder. There are laws that are shielding and protecting police officers where all they can simply say is, "I fear for my life." But to see the swift action, you know, I'm hopeful it happened in the case of Betty Shelby. For the first time in the history of Tulsa, a police officer was indicted. But again, I can't help but think about the thousands of other victims who never get swift justice, the names that we'll never know. And quite frankly, I believe that all of the officers that were involved need to be held accountable. And whoever is over the training of these officers, whoever implemented this special unit, needs to be held accountable too, because this isn't the first incident. We know that there's been more. And so I want everyone held accountable, but the only justice that there is Tyre Nichols being alive.
Tiffany, since your brother's death, you have become part of this community no one chooses to join. And I know you have a very close connection with folks like Gwen Carr, right? The mother of Eric Garner, and Elisa Finley, the sister of Botham Jean, Michelle Keeney, the mother of Antoine Rose, all of whom have lost a son or a brother to police violence. Have you been in touch with them over the last few days? What is that community like for you?
Well, I'm grateful that I have a community of individuals who simply understand and who can relate to what I'm feeling. I connected with the mother of Breonna Taylor and Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner and also Dr. Bernice King just over the past few days. And we were all struggling. We were all trying to figure out, will it ever stop? But, you know, the common sort of thread was that we can't give up. And Dr. Bernice King, she made me feel a little bit better. She said, we will feel all sorts of things, but we have to make sure that those feelings are fueled or is the fuel to keep acting, to keep organizing, to keep rally crying. And that's what we all decided that we would do. But right now, we are struggling, and no one should feel this pain. No one should have to be a part of this community, this sisterhood, this brotherhood. And but I am comforted to know that someone understands what we're going through.
Tiffany Crutcher is the founder and executive director of the Terrence Crutcher Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Amwe.